Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Well, where do we begin? Because this is something which I have been aware of now for a day or two, but that I have refrained from commenting on until now, Kira.
Okay.
But now I would like us to have a discussion about this, and I would like to get some things out in the open, I guess. Because
what, between me and you?
Yeah, I don't feel we can go on any longer.
Oh, God, what did I do?
It was not that you did anything. I mean,
I leave cups in your car again? Did I leave empty cups in your car,
Chris?
Oh,
Kira, we're going to have another discussion about that another day.
Great.
But let me tell you something. I feel, I want to preface this by saying congratulations, firstly. And I mean that.
Okay.
A sincere congratulations, because for anyone who doesn't know, and I'm going to tweet a picture of this in a minute, Kira is in the Sunday Times this week, the last Sunday gone. So 2 days ago, Kira was in the Sunday Times, and there was a really, really cool piece about Kira, I have to say. Really nice, like, Kira King, radio presenter. And it's awesome. I mean, it really is. Like, there's a really sexy photo of you. The things you chose. This is like a thing that the Sunday Times Life magazine, the Sunday Life magazine kind of thing, where they...
It's a Sunday supplement in the Sunday Times, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. This is how uncultured I am. Like, this is I don't know, is this a magazine? But anyway, whatever. And it's really nice. It comes with the Sunday Times. It's like a thing of Kira where she chooses a load of items and then she talks about what the items mean to her. There's a really nice photo of Kira. I mean, it's awesome, Kira. It really is.
Thank you.
And I was reading that and I was going, good for you, Kira. Like, what a cool reason to be in the paper. You know what I mean? And that's really awesome. And it has like a thing and it's like, Kira is one half of the Dynamo Chris and Kira nighttime team on 2FM from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I know, I mean, it's great. And it says, you know, I get a shout out and everything as well. And it's really nice.
Damn straight.
You know, it's like Kira grew up in Roundstone. She and Green, there you go, have been working together, and then they were snapped up by 2FM in March. It was actually December, but whatever. we won't split hairs over it. But I was reading the article and I was like, this is amazing. And by the way, you look great and well done, honestly.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean, it's really cool.
Okay, thank you. But now I'm waiting for something else because you've been so nice.
And I like being described as a dynamo. Me and you are a dynamo.
We
Kira.
Are a dynamo,
Chris,
yeah.
Chris and Kira, nighttime team on 2FM. You know, I mean, it's nice. It's a nice article about
you.
Okay,
cool.
Really
now,
is.
Just what, Chris? Because I just feel that you've got something to say.
Oh,
and just
I do.
Say it,
oh,
okay?
I have something to say
is
about
it about
this.
One of the items or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
By the way, they're lovely items, most of them. And
thank
it's
you.
Really nice, I have to say. And the way you do it is really touching, some parts of it as well. And then there's this one thing where it's a picture of a 2FM mug.
Yes.
Kira's some company woman.
I'm a dog.
And it says, Chris and I started our 2FM show in March, and we are fiends for tea and coffee. Our mugs are the only free thing we got from the station, so we like to make good use of them. We met on a radio station in Athlone. We got to really know each other. But before you ask, no, we're not a couple.
Okay.
Now, Kira, Chris. Like, Jesus, I know you've been friend-zoning me for 5 years. But, like, did you have to work that into... Did you have to work a friend-zoning of me into an article?
I don't think that I exactly said it in those particular words.
Oh, yeah. So, is this what happened, right? You went in to do the Sunday Times interview, and before anything happened, you said, now, before you ask... I want to get this out. I want to get this out on the table right now. I want to get out ahead of this. Chris and I are not a couple. Like, who are we? Ray, Darcy and Jenny. Like, I don't think anyone was thinking we were a couple, Kira.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Everybody that I meet, Chris, ask me, are me and you a couple?
Oh, so just in case the hideous idea of being in a couple with me were to come out.
Okay, look, you're being...
You had to be like, no. Now, the idea of being in a couple with Chris is repulsive to me.
You're being a bit dramatic.
I just want you to know that.
You're being a bit dramatic.
Who was the girl who did it with you? Kate Butler.
It's an absolutely lovely lady.
Yeah, no, it's nothing to do with her. So did you go and did you go, Kate, I just want to say something now. I vomited earlier at the thought of even being in a relationship with Chris. Before you ask, no, we're not a couple.
Okay, Chris, I didn't say it like that.
I know they paraphrase these things.
No, I did not say it like that.
Yeah, you
but
did.
I was asked for me and you a couple.
In this?
Yes.
And did you go, and then did you go, no?
No, actually what I said was, he's a really great guy. But
you know,
no, we're not a couple.
It said, Kira vomited when asked if we were a couple.
Chris, everywhere I go, people ask, are me and you a couple?
We got to know each other, but before you ask, comma, no, comma, we're not a couple. Well, Ciara...
Okay, Chris, I think you're taking this way too much to heart, okay?
Ciara, are you calling the Sunday Times liars?
No, I'm not calling the Sunday Times liars at all.
Well, then that's what you said.
But I just think that you're taking it a little bit too much to heart.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm absolutely... Look at Judas over there. Before I even get anywhere... Before the question was probably even brought up, Ciara just said no.
No, it wasn't like that.
That's what it was.
Chris, everybody asks me all the time, do you know when we when we first came to 2FM?
Yeah.
That everyone presumed that me and you were a couple.
I'm throwing this in the bin.
No, you're not. No, please. No, that's the only time I'll ever be in the Sunday Times.
Good. Throw that away. We can forget about this.
What? Should I said we were a couple?
No, Ciara, I've no problem with that.
Why are you so offended by it?
What I'm offended by is the way you went, before you ask! I don't want anybody having the repulsive idea,
Chris,
that we're a couple.
That is not, you're taking it up all wrong. You're reading it incorrectly. It's like reading a text message incorrectly.
Oh, it must be. Oh, it must be. Huh?
I just think you're getting overly offended by something that honestly I didn't mean it to come across that way. It certainly, I didn't mean it to sound that way at all.
Yeah, well.
I would be honored
Well, look, it doesn't matter now. If anything, you are distancing yourself from me.
Especially when you got those shows on Channel 4.
I'm surprised they didn't just say the Ciara King show, which is a wildly popular show on 2FM. Why bother that's what you should have done. You know what you should have said to her in the interview? What's her name again? Kate Butler. You should have said, listen, Kate, Chris is getting fired in about a month. And by the time this comes out, to be honest with you, it's just going to be the Ciara King show. So how about you just call it that? And you say the Ciara King show, hugely popular show on 2FM. And we can forget about Chris.
I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't lie. And I've got your back, even though you don't think that I do have your back. But I do have your back.
Well, hold on.
Chris, here. If I had implied that me and you were in a couple.
No, I'm not trying to say you should have done that at all.
Then all the ladies would be like, oh no, we can't get Chris. He's so unattainable.
Well, that's true. I do have a Harry Styles kind of thing going on. Yeah,
I was your wing girl.
Thank you, Ciara.
I was your wing
girl. That's very good of you.
That's what I was doing.
Hold on, Ciara. Can you stay there for a second? Someone is on the phone and they have a question.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
Wow.
No, we are not a couple. Thank you, though, because I know there was rumors going around as to whether or not we were a couple. So I'm glad those have been put to bed.
Okay, Chris, this is out of control.
Well, no, I am glad that you confirmed to Us Weekly that we're not a couple, you know? I'm glad that the celeb goss is now out there. We are, because there was rumors, of course.
Chris, you seem really hurt about this.
I am hurt, Ciara. Not at the fact that we're not a couple. That is fine. Not at the fact that you told them we're not a couple. That is also fine. It's the way, Ciara, that you did it.
Oh, Chris,
the
come
on. The way that you did it. The way you had to be like, oh, a couple. I would rather be shot.
Chris, I didn't say that. You're being... And okay, you're just being really dramatic now.
I would rather be punched in the face than go out with that horrible man. That is disgraceful.
Okay, this is more a reflection on you than me.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is,
well,
Chris.
Well, Ciara, I am one half of the... Hold on. One half of the Dynamo show on 2FM from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. Sunday to Thursday. Which is a great plug, by the way. So thank you, Sunday
You're
Times.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's nice. But anyway... How's that? I'm going to throw this in the... I'm going to have this burnt, actually.
No, Chris, don't. Please, seriously. It's my only copy and I may never be on
Good.
The Sunday Times again.
No.
Okay, so what? The next time I'm interviewed, what do you want me to imply?
I don't want you to imply anything. I don't want you to imply anything. That's like if they had, if you had just said that Chris and I are not a couple, that would have been fine. But the way you had to go... No, before you ask. I want to get ahead of these disgusting accusations right now. Chris and I, not a couple. I don't want anybody being that. Hold on, Ciara, can you wait 1 second? Somebody is on the phone. Hold on. Yes, what is it? This person has a question, apparently.
Well, so are you like a couple?
No, we're not a couple. Were you not listening? Ciara confirmed to the Sunday Times that we are not a couple, because I know there was rumors going around, obviously, that we were, and I'm glad that they have that they have been countered. That is good. All right. Well, Ciara, there you go. Again, congratulations on the thing, because it's cool.
Would you like me to go onto my Twitter right now and confirm that me and you are a couple? Would that make you feel better?
No, we're not a couple.
I know we're not a couple, but Jesus, you've made such a big deal about the fact that we're not a couple. Do you want me to go on Twitter and pretend that we are a couple?
You're the one who made a big deal about us not
God's
being a couple.
Sake. Okay, let's forget about this.
All right. Chris and Ciara on 2FM.